Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz gave the earnings report during a webcast Wednesday, along with Vail's Chief Financial Officer Michael Barkin, followed by questions posed by listeners. Katz highlighted the three segments of Vail's operation, the mountain segment, the lodging segment, and the real estate segment, reporting record revenues despite a poor snow year. Overall revenue was up 11.6% for fiscal 2014 over the prior year. Following a brief financial report, Katz focused on Park City Mountain Resort, calling the purchase of the resort a truly transformative acquisition for Vail Resorts. He said Park City is one of the preeminent ski destinations in the world and expects revenues from PCMR will bring in $35 million in the next fiscal year, minus expenses of transaction litigation and integration expected to be about $5 million. Katz quickly called out the plans for connecting Park City Mountain Resort and Canyons Resort.
We believe the combined resort, with its unparalleled location, will attract destination skiers from across the United States and around the world, and will drive season pass sales, visitation, and ancillary business. We intend to build a lift and other infrastructure that will connect the two resorts during the summer of 2015, and will be looking to upgrade or add new lifts, restaurants, and snowmaking capabilities at both resorts, all subject to regulatory approval. We intend to provide more detail on our full capital plans in March 2015.
He said the season pass sales have been strong, especially since the announcement of the acquisition of Park City Mountain Resort, up 14% over last year at this time in season pass units and 18% in total sales dollars. Katz commented further on the transformative opportunity of combining the two resorts.
When you consider that it would be the largest single ski resort in the United States with over 7,000 acres, and then, of course, add to that the proximity to the city of Park City and obviously Salt Lake International Airport. And I think also, Canyons, right, has a tremendous amount of real estate development opportunity. And now that, real estate development opportunity, even though that's not something our company necessarily be taking on, so we think, the combination of the two resorts, right, gives kind of the folks who want to stay in Park City this unbelievable opportunity to now have 7,000 acres of skiing, and it really energizes the Canyons base area as well.
In answering a listener's question about capital expenditures in Park City, Kat said the focus will be on where the two resorts meet.
The biggest piece of that would be a ski lift, a chairlift that would go from the Canyons to Park City, and just given the terrain, it'll probably be a chairlift, a singular chairlift that you can ride up and then down, so you can ride it both uphill and then download to the other side.
Then, said Katz, a focus on upgrades at Park City Mountain Resort.
Like it is at all of our other resorts, we think that there are some opportunities at Park City Mountain Resort to upgrade restaurants. We think there are a number of lifts that could be upgraded. We think there's improvements to snowmaking. And then we think the same thing is available at the Canyons.
Will the Epic Pass prices go up now with this iconic destination? Katz said, probably not.
Our entire effort around our season pass program is about providing this incredible value. We don't see adding Park City Mountain Resort as changing our pricing approach on our passes.
After all, he says the whole concept of the Epic Pass was to offer great value in unlimited skiing at all Vail's resorts. Katz also brought attention to the summer season, noting that Park City already has a vibrant summer business, but sees more potential there.
Because of its proximity to the airport, a very strong draw to group and conference business in the summer as well. So we think there's actually a real opportunity. In total, obviously the seasonality of that business is largely the same as our others. It's not certainly that in and of itself won't dramatically change the company's seasonality, but we think the summer piece is big.
That's Vail Resorts CEO Rob Katz with the 2014 earnings report. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.